Hey, veterans, welcome to the VA Claims Insider Podcast. We are veterans helping veterans get the VA disability rating and compensation you deserve. I'm your host, Air Force Service Disabled Veteran Brian Reese, and each week we share VA disability claim tips, tricks, strategies, and lessons learned to help you win Service Connect and get rated at the appropriate level, even if you've already filed or been denied. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome back, fellow vets. Brian Reese here, the VA Claims Insider. And you can see I'm not alone again. We are back with Ask the VA Raider, with the man, the myth, the legend, by the beard of Zeus, Coach D-Mac, Daryl McDonald. What's up, big dog? Welcome to the show.
I'm here enjoying it. Living life, man. It's great.
Appreciate you, bro. So vets, we're going to jump right into this today. Today we're talking about you. Okay. We're talking about us, what it means to be a veteran. We're going to talk about veteran statistics. We're going to deep dive it. A whole bunch of topic areas we're going to cover. By the way, there is a high value companion blog post to this video. If you look in the description of this YouTube video, I'm going to link it there for you so that you can go and look at this comprehensive veteran statistics guide for 2023. And there's some sobering stuff that we're going to talk about today. We're going to get real. Okay. We're going to talk about what's going on, not just with veterans, not just with our dwindling numbers, mental health crisis, the number of transitioning service members each year. That we're going to talk about maybe what these longer term repercussions might be for our country, and what it means. And, you know, there may be a call to action for some of us to rise up and take this country back, because D-Mac and I were talking a little bit before the show. We're not going to get super political here right now, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look around and realize that what's happening in this country is not okay. And I believe that change needs to come from within. And what better demographic to rise up and change the narrative of this country than those who stood up to defend it? I don't think there is a better group who's more qualified to stand up and call BS on things that are going on. Okay. It has to be us. And we'll talk about a little bit of that and how we mobilize and how we start to change things. D-Mac, let's talk about vets, man. Let's talk about the number of veterans. You know, what are you seeing out there?
You know, actually, I see there are a lot of veterans. There are a lot of underserved veterans. But just looking at the blog that you put up, 18 million, almost 19 million veterans as of 2023. That's a staggering number. I wonder, you know, if we would have gone back to World War II, what the number of veterans were back then. And I know we've had a few conflicts since then, but just the overall number of veterans, you know, since 1941, it's an astounding number. You know, it's a lot less than I'd like to see, but it's still a huge number. I think, you know, everybody that served their country, everybody should have had to serve their country for at least a year, maybe 2 years, you know, and then you understand that sense of pride and that sense of commitment to the country and to what's going on.
I agree. You know, there's countries that have that, you know, like a mandatory, you know, you have to either serve in the military or you have to serve in the Peace Corps. I don't think it's a bad idea. I really don't. I think it's a very good idea. But what I want to point out to everybody, I'm actually going to read you the exact number. So as of right now, statistics show there are 18.5 million U.S. military veterans alive in the world. And, you know, D-Mac, you asked about what's happened over time. The number continues to go down. Okay. The veteran population is aging. And if you know, for folks who have been following military readiness over the last 20, 30, 40 years post Reagan, right? I mean, we had this massive buildup of the number of veterans in the 80s at the peak of the Cold War. And then things just completely changed. We shrunk, we got lean, mean, and agile. Then we went through the 20 years of war, and the military departments are shrinking. You know, the number of troops that the service branches bring on each year is decreasing. Now, I haven't seen the latest report, but, you know, I'm hoping we hit some kind of a steady state here soon. But I want to just share this sobering stat, okay? There's 18.5 million of us right now, okay? By 2050, and you might be thinking like 2050, that's a long time away. It ain't that long, okay? 2050 is going to come pretty fast. The veteran population is going to have decreased another 35%, and it's going to hit an all-time low of 11.8 million by 2050, okay? Personal opinion, that hurts our country. U.S. military veterans are the fabric. I would actually say the lifeblood of the foundational elements of this country. And when veterans come back and veterans decide that they're going to do their best to reintegrate into society, good grief. I mean, talk about a massive force for positive change. Okay. Veterans join businesses and they do great. Veterans start companies that create jobs that do great. We need more veterans is the bottom line. Okay. That's the takeaway here is we need more veterans and we need more veterans who are mobilized to act to drive positive change in this country. Anything else you want to add on that, DMAC?
I just think that this company right here, VA Claims Insider, is a classic example of that. You know, you're a veteran, you came back, you saw a disconnect. You provided that service and this company is just growing. It's unbelievable, you know, and veterans have that discipline and they have that fortitude you learn it when you're in basic training or in boot camp and it just drives you. So, you know, that's losing that experience or losing that knowledge, it's going to hurt.
I agree. I mean, I remember transitioning out of the service and, you know, feeling alone and lost and, you know, kind of wondering like, you know, what am I even good at anymore? Who the heck would want to hire me? I got all these issues going on. Now that I'm on the other side of this, y'all, let me help you. Okay. And I wrote this in my book, by the way. If you're interested in my book on veteran benefits, it's called You Deserve It: The Definitive Guide to Getting the Veteran Benefits You've Earned. There's 4 amazing sections, hundreds of benefits for you and your family. You can buy it on Amazon. You can download a free copy on our website. You know, Google it and you'll find it. But I talk about this in my book. Now that I'm on this side as an employer, okay, I freaking love hiring U.S. military veterans. I love it. You know why? Because U.S. military veterans are mission-focused leaders who get things done, period. Okay? And I'm telling y'all, as an employer, one of the most valuable skills you can possess as a human being, whether you're a veteran or not, is somebody who just freaking gets the job done at a high level. You may think to yourself like what? Like that's the basic price of admission. It ain't. Okay. The basic price of admission right now ain't that. It's somebody takes a job and they sit there and, you know, there's underproduction. They don't ask the right questions. They're afraid to ask. It's happening in companies all over America. Okay. If you can be that person, and U.S. military veterans are mission focused leaders who care deeply about core values and doing the right thing and freaking getting stuff done at a high level, you are invaluable to companies all over the world. And by the way, if you're a company hearing my voice, you would be absolutely insane not to put U.S. military veterans as a core component of your hiring plan. Anything else on that, DMAC?
No, you said it all on that one. Absolutely.
Yep. So let's talk about a few more stats here. So we know the veteran population is going to go down, and some of these are sobering, so stick with me here. I found this really interesting. The total number of veterans with a VA service-connected disability, 5.4 million. Okay, remember I said 18.5 million veterans, 5.4 million veterans have some type of service-connected disability rating of 0% or higher, okay? That means that almost 75%, not quite that high, but I'm just using round numbers, almost 75% of veterans alive in the world don't get anything from the VA. DMAC, I'm absolutely shocked by that number. And, you know, you've heard me say this before that, you know, I believe every U.S. military veteran deserves something. You know, maybe you don't deserve 100% rating. Maybe you don't deserve a 50% rating. But, I mean, you have to deserve a 0% service-connected rating, right? I mean, anybody who served, you would think, at least qualifies for a 0% service-connected rating, assuming they meet, you know, the basic eligibility criteria.
I would think so. I think one of the biggest disconnects, though, is when people get out, and I hear it all the time, you know, working with veterans, I hear it all the time. Well, I didn't know I was eligible. I didn't know I could get benefits. I didn't know there was anything out there. And I think that's where the VA really fails veterans and not providing that knowledge beforehand, letting them know that they are eligible for benefits. I don't know if it would cover that all that whole 75%, but it would definitely be a lot higher than the 5 million that's currently receiving.
I agree. I think that's, you know, part of the reason why VA Claims Insider exists is to educate and empower veterans. You know, so you can discover what you're eligible for by law. And, you know, DMAC, that was part of my struggle transitioning was, I mean, dude, I didn't even know what the VA was. I had never even heard of the Department of Veterans Affairs until I was in my mandatory transition assistance program class. I didn't even know it existed. Okay. Is that shame on me for not doing any research? Maybe somewhat, but I had never even heard of it. Okay. Which, by the way, I find absolutely hilarious that there are certain lawmakers and folks, you know, writing articles talking about how, you know, one of the military's recruiting and retention tools, recruiting especially, is, you know, all these great VA benefits that are available after service. And I was absolutely flabbergasted by that statement. I'm like, I don't think I've ever met a single person who joined the military thinking like, you know, oh, I'm going to get all these VA benefits when I'm out. like not one. I've never met one.
No, college usually sells it.
Exactly. So 5.4 million out of 18.5. Again, that number, in my opinion, is shocking and unacceptable. Part of the reason why we exist, to help educate and empower you. I will give a little plug here for the VA themselves. Okay. I'm not a VA hater. Right? Neither is anybody in our company. We hate the process. We hate the bureaucracy. We don't hate the VA. You know, just so you guys know, like the stuff that the VA is doing now in the information education they're putting out on their website, on their newsletters, they've made things a ton easier to discover in terms of what you're eligible for. It is light years better than it was even 10 years ago. I mean, it's gotten a lot better. Do they have a long way to go? Yeah. Okay. And VA secretary or anybody up there listening, here's one thing you have an opportunity to seize that I hope you do, and that is creating community among U.S. military veterans. You've got the whole database. You've got the entire Rolodex. My opinion, you have an obligation to start thinking not just about healthcare, not just about benefits. Start thinking about creating community with U.S. military veterans. And what I would do is I would start in the bigger cities, and I would start creating pockets and doing events and coordinating with companies and recognizing veterans for their service and getting veterans together in person so we can hug and fist bump and break bread and share war stories. Okay. I believe community is how we are going to end the U.S. military and veteran suicide epidemic in this country. And make no friggin' mistake about it, it's an epidemic. And this is a good segue, DMAC, to start talking about. You got the shirt on, Stop Soldier Suicide. Let's talk about military and veteran suicide. Where are you at on this topic?
Oh, it's, you know, I told you, I did an interview with somebody a while back on this, and it's very, very disheartening. You know, brothers and sisters that I've served with, my own brother committed suicide, and that's how close it is to me. It's unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable. And there's gotta be a way to turn that around. There's gotta be a way to push it and give veterans the help they need. And the VA is making strides at that. You know, they're allowing the community care. You can go see a private provider. You don't have to go see a VA provider, but there's still a long road to go. And it just, man, it really hurts my heart. It really does.
I couldn't agree more. This is a topic that's really close to me, y'all, because I've contemplated suicide before. And I've had a plan, and I've been in the darkest of the dark moments where, you know, I felt like this was the best option. Like there wasn't another option. And by the grace of God, I'm still here, talking to y'all. And so this is a very real thing, y'all. And suicidal thoughts, by the way, having suicidal thoughts, it's not necessarily abnormal. I think lots of people have thoughts at one way or another. And it could just be as simple as, I wonder if anybody would care if I weren't here. I mean, it could be as simple as that thought, right? There could be active intent or there could be passive intent. There's a difference. But I think in general, though, this idea of having suicidal thoughts or suicidal ideation, especially among the veteran population, is insanely common, probably more common than you might realize. And, you know, just a couple of things. DMAC has his shirt on there on Stop Soldier Suicide. We're actually doing an event right now. It's a team company-wide event. We're going to raise $25,000. For Stop Soldier Suicide. We've supported them in the past with large donations. They're doing amazing things right now to help end the U.S. military and veteran suicide epidemic. And I want to just share a couple things, okay? U.S. military veterans are more than 50% likely to take their own lives than somebody who didn't serve, okay? Right now in America, veterans comprise over 10% of all the homeless in America. Veterans are two times as likely to become homeless as somebody who didn't serve. And this one really hurts me, DMAC. More than 1 million veterans live in poverty. Okay. We got to change this. We have to change this. And I want to go back to this discussion on, so I think it's all intertwined. military and veteran homelessness, right? What is that tied to? Well, I think there's underlying core themes, mental health issues, drug addictions, alcoholism, you know, relationship problems. I think those are, that's all part of it. Okay. But I want to go deeper than that, because what I see in this country is a whole bunch of people saying they want to help and they have solutions. Okay. And maybe they do want to help, but I don't think they know how to help. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that. Okay. There are absolutely veterans, including myself, who need to have a psychologist, psychiatrist. They need to be taking medication. They need to be in therapy. Okay. 100%. There's a whole nother part, some of them included in this, who need other help with substance abuses, drugs, alcohol, gambling, addictions that destroy lives, okay? There's another part of that. Yes, it's certainly tied into the group of homeless and mental health as well, for sure. But I also think there's this whole other group that might not even be among those who are still really struggling. They don't fit in. We leave the service, we lose our identity, we can't fit in, we've lost our tribe. We've lost our community, we don't know who we are anymore. And we think to ourselves, we don't matter anymore. I used to matter, I used to have a mission that was bigger than me, but not anymore. Okay? And DMAC, I am so serious when I say, I don't believe that anyone out there is attacking the underlying causes behind military and veteran suicide. We're all treating the symptoms.
Yeah.
More medication, more therapy. Let's get you, you know, off of, let's have you stop drinking. You have too much caffeine. You need a job. You need something. Okay, got it. But in my opinion, those are all symptoms of loneliness and isolation. And loneliness and isolation, I believe, are symptoms and underlying causes of the fact that when we take off the uniform, we lose our identity. We don't know who we are anymore. We don't fit in anymore, and we spiral. Okay? And I think the only way through this, and I'm so serious about this, is more community. I don't, at this point, I don't think there's another solution other than we have to get veterans together with each other in person, in the same friggin' room. Zoom is good. Facebook's good. Got it. But like, we actually need pockets where we're together in person. And I think until we do that, until we mobilize this army of veterans, we're like, we're going street to street, man. And we're taking this freaking country back. I think until we do that, I don't think this issue gets solved.
No. And I think you hit the nail on the head too with when you come back, you know, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I did lose my identity. You know, I was Corporal McDonald. I was a Marine. I still am a Marine. Don't get me wrong. I still am a Marine, but finding that sense of purpose after you get out, finding that sense of community when you get out. You know, you're used to hanging out with guys who, you know, you fought with, you were in a fighting hole with, you were in a situation with, and you built that brotherhood. Now all of a sudden you're ripped apart from that brotherhood and you do lose your identity. So finding that community and finding people with those like-minded ideologies, I think that's really important. It worked for me. You know, I'm here at VACI, and even when I worked for the VA, VA had the regional office I worked at has a huge veteran population. So, you know, veterans connect to veterans, and it doesn't take long for you to recognize another veteran and see that and attach yourself to that and then build those relationships. And anybody out there who thinks that they have no purpose or no worth, they're wrong. They're absolutely wrong. You know, I mentioned my brother committing suicide. One of the hardest things with that is when a person makes a decision to do that, and you're the one that has to live with that decision. I have to live with my brother's decision every day of my life. My mother has to live with my brother's decision every day of his life, of her life. You know, it's hard to live with. It's hard to work around. So, if I could give advice to anybody, it'd be, if you get yourself in that dark place, reach out to somebody. Reach out to me. Reach out to somebody. Just reach out to somebody. It doesn't have to be, call an operator. Just reach out to somebody.
Oh,
yeah. It's such a
heavy topic that's so real. Mm-hmm. And it's happening every day. I mean, suicides are happening every day. And I feel like, you know, every time I read another story about 1DMAC, it goes to what you're saying. It's like, you know, why didn't this person reach out? You know, well, I get it. But like, when was the last time we did a buddy check on somebody?
Yep.
Right? Mental health checks. Like we need to also be proactive in mental health and buddy checks.
Amen.
And again, I feel like, let me talk. I want to talk directly to veterans for a minute. Okay. One of the things we need to get over, this concept of comparing our service to another veteran's service and, you know, trying to justify or de-justify what somebody did or didn't do in service. Like, forget about that crap. Okay. Comparison's the thief of joy. Don't do it. Okay. You served. If you served for one freaking day, in my book, it's the same as if you served for 30 years. The point is, you stood up and said, I'll do it. I'll defend freedom. Okay. And the other thing is, we need to reach across the aisle to each other. And I'll share an example. Every time I go to the VA here in Austin, Texas, I go to the VA outpatient clinic. Want to know something that hurts my heart? I don't ever see any veterans talking to each other. It's like we're all living in a bubble, and we don't even talk to one another. We just sit in these chairs with our heads down, like we're ashamed to be there. Why is that? Pick your freaking head up and go fist bump somebody. Go introduce yourself and thank them for their service. Go find somebody with a Vietnam vet hat on. If you're in the younger generation, if you're in the older generation, go find somebody that looks younger and go talk to them and get to know them. Okay. Again, this is part of the community that we had, and then we completely lost. Okay. And the other thing we need to do is we need to stop being so freaking rude to each other. I mean, y'all, some of the stuff that I see veterans saying to other veterans, it's just awful. It's horrible stuff, man. And it's like, you know, I think of this way, DMAC. If what you're about to type or what you're about to post or what you're about to respond with, if you were standing in the same room with that person, eye to eye, would you send that message? Yes or no? And I think it's as simple as that. Okay. And so some of this, I think, is behavioral change on behalf of veterans. We need to take proactive steps to try to help fix this. Okay. Yes, it's on us too. It's not just on the VA. It's not just on the military. It's also on us. Okay. We got to sack it up. Anything you want to add on that, DMAC?
You're right. We need to be better and we need to do better. Absolutely. We need to set the example for everybody else to see.
We sure do.
Yeah. You know, this, we talked about it beforehand. This younger generation doesn't see the value in enlisting in the military for whatever reason. But if we set that example and we give them something to look at, you know, maybe that'll change. Maybe that number doesn't go down in 2050. Maybe it stays the same or goes up. Maybe it doesn't decrease. And, you know, we also talked about you know, you're talking about talking to people across the aisle or reaching across the aisle. We're losing veterans every day just to age. You know, find a World War II veteran, have a conversation with them, get their information, get their knowledge. Vietnam veteran, find out what, you know, and I know people don't like to really talk about their experiences, but they'll still talk, right? So have those conversations, learn that history, learn those lessons. There's always something that can be learned. There's always a friendship that can be built with another veteran, with, you know, learn that history.
Y'all, let me share with you just how powerful and real what DMAC just said is. Okay. I am a Navy Federal customer. Okay. This is not necessarily a plug for them. I'm just saying I use Navy Federal. There's a Navy Federal Credit Union branch here in Austin, Texas. And anytime I go there, I bring about 5 copies of my book and I walk in and I literally just start talking to people. How you doing? I'm Brian. How you doing today? Are you a vet? When did you serve? And most of the time they are. And we talk. And by the time we're done talking, we're usually in tears, fist bumping and hugging and thanking each other for our service. And these are vets, Vietnam, Korea. I just found out that a salesman at one of the car dealerships that I go to, who I wasn't working with, is the veteran that I met at this Navy Federal location. Well, guess who I'm going to buy my motor vehicles through now? Okay. And it would not have happened. None of that would have transpired had it not been for being the first to act, being proactive, reaching out. And look, is it a little bit uncomfortable? Yeah, it is. Right? It is a little bit uncomfortable. It's not like supernatural to, you know, strike up a conversation with somebody you don't know, even if they are a veteran, right? So you might kind of be like, I don't want to bug them. Bug them. Get up in their grill. Get into their chili. Okay? Because guess what? They got the same story you got. I mean, I just had this conversation, DMAC, with a Navy SEAL. It's like, we all have the same story. It might just be from a different war, a different time in our country, but it's like, you know, we all went to boot camp. We were all part of the suck. We all came out transformed. We all had hardship. We learned from. Eventually, we all take off the uniform. Every single person that's ever worn the uniform eventually takes it off. Okay. We all are cut from the same cloth. I'm just asking y'all to be the first one to make that move. Okay. I'm going to share another example. I just went down the other day to the local VFW, just walked in. Not a member yet. Just walked in. Hey, how y'all doing? I want to talk to whoever the leader is here. Hey, this is who I am. First time here. I mean, they like greeted me with open arms. They were awesome. Hey, here's a membership application you want to join. Start talking to all these vets. Like, just do that. But we have to be the ones that do it. And I'm asking you to be the one who's proactive and take those steps. Because there's probably other veterans who aren't going to. They're scared. They're afraid. They don't want to be the one that reach out. They don't want to look weird, right? This person's going to think I'm crazy. I got news for you. We all crazy. Right? So let me help put a little crazy all up in here. Okay. We are all got a little crazy in us. That's okay. Okay. It's oh freaking K. All right, DMAC. Anything else, man, before we wrap up?
I just think, you know, in the military, you're always, you're trained and you're taught to be comfortable in uncomfortable situations or to get comfortable with uncomfortable situations. I'm one of those people, I'll talk to anybody. You know what I mean? I just am. I'm one of those people, I'll talk to anybody. And they usually look at me and say, well, you look really mean. Really? No, I'll talk to anybody, right? And my wife, Jen, she does too. She'll talk to anybody. And that's how you get to know people. That's how you learn things about people. And I, you know, being a teacher for so long and working at the VA and doing all my history, it's good to talk to people to learn why people are the way they are and what makes them tick. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Great message. Last thing I'm going to share. Okay. I'm not an anthropologist. I'm not going to dive into, you know, the biology of human beings, but I am going to share this. Okay. If you do just a little bit of research, you are going to find out in a hurry that human beings are not meant to be alone. Okay. We weren't created that way. And if you see or you follow, whether you believe in creation, evolution, both how we are here today, how DMAC and I are talking, how you are listening right now in this moment, you could argue that the reason we're even here in this moment is because we got together. Okay. Otherwise, we'd still be running around as hunter-gatherers fighting frickin' animals. But that's not what happened. We got together. We realized there's value in being in a community, in a tribe. We started diversifying. You do this, I'll do that. Oh, wow, that works really well. You take care of the kids and I'll go hunt. Huh, I wonder if we should start growing our own stuff. Maybe we should grow our own food. Then we went into farming. We are not meant to be alone. You as military veterans are not meant to be alone. So if you're hearing my voice and you feel alone or you are alone, it's time to change that. Okay? It's time to get some friends. Okay? That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm at. I'm just asking you to think about this epidemic of loneliness and isolation and the fact that we lose our identity when we leave the service. We got to get you a purpose again and a calling. You need to find meaning in life. We all need that. I love you. DMAC, anything else before we close?
I just want to leave everybody with... find yourself a battle buddy, a bumper buddy, you know, just somebody to call. Even if you think they're doing okay, give them a call anyway, right? Just start a conversation. You see somebody on the street, just start a conversation with them. You never know what that person's going through, and you might be the spark that saves their life. So be that spark, be that bumper buddy, be that battle buddy. That's about all I've got to say.
Amen. DMAC, thanks again for being here. Fellow vets, thanks for chatting with us today. Again, check in the description of this YouTube video. I've got the companion blog post so you can go read all the statistics for yourself. Okay? We'll talk to y'all soon. Love you.